And finally, to Philadelphia. Elizabeth Fiedler of member station WHYY reports that people hadn't even finished digging out from the last storm before today's blizzard.
Despite warnings of blizzard conditions and dangerous roads, not everybody got the day off work. Wind whipped around North Philadelphia resident Lavina Raven while she made her way to a shuttle that would take her to her job as a nurse.
I usually drive, but I didn't want to drive in this today. It's a mess. It's a total mess out here.
Lana Jaworski and a friend stood bundled up in hats and scarves. Between sips of steaming coffee, they reenacted an age-old debate on whether there's anything good about a heavy snowfall.
I can't stand it. I hate it. I mean, I love the snow, but when it gets like this and then another blizzard on top of it, it makes it harder for people and the elderly.
Jaworski said she just ventured out to pick up some medicine. Then she planned to head home for the rest of the day.
I'm staying in, getting shower, putting my house pajamas on, and getting on my computer.
The major storm prompted major closures, including schools, recreation centers, libraries, and health centers. Philadelphia officials urged drivers to avoid unnecessary travel and said hundreds of pieces of equipment and about 18,000 tons of salt were available to be used on city roadways. The snowstorm was the reason some people headed to work.
I love it. I would rather snow than rain.
That's Jay Keene, a shoveler for hire, who carried an orange shovel while he walked down the street. Keene charged $10 for clearing a set of steps and a sidewalk. He said he made out well last weekend and was willing to stay outside today, even in blizzard-like conditions. A few feet away, a plow moved around an already sizable pile of snow. James Williams chose to clear his own sidewalk. Williams took a break to step inside the check cashing store he owns, where it was warmer. He spent about 3 hours shoveling on Sunday, but he made his peace with the weather.
It's God's will that we have this, so we have to live with it.
Williams was planning to stay open regular business hours, but said he was waiting to see just how bad the weather got. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.